Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Jurors and former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal corruption trial heard how one of his top political operatives got a do-nothing ComEd consulting job. My colleague Dave McKinney is covering the trial from the Dirksen Federal Building. He reports Edward Moody was so consumed with doing Madigan's political door knocking that he didn't have time to take a vacation in 25 years of marriage. Madigan rewarded Moody with jobs in Cook County government. After pressing the ex-speaker for more money, Moody said Madigan grudgingly lined him up with a side job under co-defendant Michael McLean. For an hour a month, Moody testified McLean had him calling the same dozen state lawmakers' offices to see if they had any issues with ComEd. They never did, and for that token effort, Moody got nearly $4,000 a month. Moody remembered Madigan telling him, quote, "This is how I reward my good soldiers." Anti-abortion advocates and some Christian employers are joining together to sue Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other state officials. Attorneys for the Thomas More Society filed a federal lawsuit today saying a state law that requires health insurers to cover elective abortions and abortion-related drugs is unconstitutional. In a statement, the Thomas More Society says these mandates violate, quote, "free exercise and expressive association rights guaranteed by the First Amendment." Chicago breweries and bars say they can't afford Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed tax hike on alcohol. The mayor has floated the idea of raising the alcohol tax for the first time in 16 years to bring in an estimated $10.6 million. The city faces a nearly $1 billion budget gap next year. But bar owners say they barely survived the pandemic, and any tax hikes would ultimately get passed on to consumers. An upcoming concert from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra takes on themes of migration and uncertainty. The program's curator says it's especially timely following the general election earlier in the month. My colleague Courtney Kipper says composer Daniel Bernard Romain began working on the concert a year ago. It includes the world premiere of his piece, Uncertainty, Our Country.
I think a lot about the role and responsibility of artists right now. I'm wanting to offer hope and guidance. Artists are uniquely qualified to point a light on things that otherwise would be left to darkness.
The concert on Sunday is part of CSO's Music Now series, which showcases new work. A look at weather today, a high of 48 degrees, chance of rain mixing with snow by this evening. Scattered snow showers are expected overnight with a low around 30 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want on WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.